AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Senate Republicans have again rejected an effort to halt President Trump's war against Iran, Ed Donohue reports.
Turning aside a resolution that would require the U.S. to withdraw forces from the conflict until Congress authorizes further action, Kansas Republican Roger Marshall.
The only people in the world that are helping the Iranians right now are the Democrats. I think the military needs to feel our support right now. I think we have to look at the long game here.
Democrats like Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal say President Trump needs approval from Congress and calls the war illegal and unjustified.
Republicans are going to be held accountable now and in November for their unquestioning support for a war of impulse and illusion that is costing Americans literally billions of dollars.
This is the fourth attempt at a war powers bill. I'm Ed Donohue.
A Pakistani delegation has arrived in Tehran seeking to arrange more U.S.-Iran talks, but Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent warns the U.S. is ramping up economic pressure, calling it the financial equivalent of a bombing campaign.
If you are buying Iranian oil, that if Iranian money is sitting in your banks, we are now willing to apply secondary sanctions.
And Saga Magani reports on this tax deadline day, the Trump administration has been playing up the impact of last summer's tax and spending law.
It included things like no tax on tips or overtime.
More than 53 million filers claimed at least one of President Trump's signature new tax cuts.
Spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt and House Speaker Mike Johnson both hailed the results.
Lower taxes, bigger refunds.
Still, recent polling shows 7 in 10 Americans think taxes are still too high, as are gas prices. Asked if the refunds would go toward filling up tanks, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says nobody objects to more money in their pocket.
Americans have more money. They can decide how they want to spend it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Damian Troisi has today's AP Markets Report.
Stocks rose to records on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% and surpassed its previous all-time high set in January. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 72 points, or 0.1%. Markets have been rallying over the last 2 weeks on hopes for an end to the war with Iran. The U.S. and Iran are currently in a ceasefire. Oil prices held relatively steady below $100 per barrel. They are still well above roughly $70 per barrel from just before the war. Damian Troisi, New York.
U.S. gasoline prices edged downward slightly overnight. AAA puts the national average just below $4.11 per gallon. That's still more than 40 cents higher than a month ago. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.